Bigel isn't leaving late because yesterday yahrzeit for his son.
Today, tomorrow.
Today.
Beis.
Today's Beis.
Yesterday was Aleph, right? Rosh Chodesh.
It's cold out there.
What comes next?
This weather. I gotta get rid of this cold. I
realize. Today it's supposed to be in the 30s. Tomorrow in the 30s. Tuesday 50s. Wednesday 60s.
I need the heat. I need give me 100 degrees again. I like 95 degrees.
I
love the heat.
Right,
not 95.
He's still
there. Yeah. I love the heat. I love the heat.
80s perfect.
Ah, I love the heat. I got a pool.
78 to 80.
Relax, Ruig. I could use the heat.
You want to wake up to 68.
Those
no?
Jeans, man. He's totally genie.
You like that? It's warmer.
Yeah.
It is warm. It's warmer.
Jeans are not warm.
They're
jeans
more wind
warm.
Resistant. They're more wind resistant.
Yeah, when I ride my bike, I wear jeans.
Should you buy over here?
My motorcycle.
Should you buy over here?
Nah.
Sure.
They don't make my size.
That's right.
You have to squish into the next, to the size underneath. I'm not good at that.
Nope.
You know when you pull the pants and nothing's inside the pants? You're like, how am I getting everything in here? You know one of those pants? You're like, forget it. There's no way this is going to close. I got half the matzav out.
There's a whole dance and a jump.
Yeah, hold on.
You have to Google Schwarz.
The guys, no, it's convincing the guy. The guys are convinced they didn't gain weight.
The whole dance and jump.
They're still wearing their suit and they're buttoning it.
Yeah. It's those tight pants, you know, the leggings. You put to get those on is an avoider. It's an avoider. You got the roll, the one roll got to go this side, one roll got to go the other side. Get the roll of heen and roll of hair. Oh, man.
Did a lot of research into this.
A couple more pounds.
It has to do with weight. He did a lot of research. He was the kid that had the
I told him yesterday. You were helping out. In case of the Roidif, and the guy chasing after. I think the Nirdif is Gourmet Glot. The Roidif is Stern's Bakery, and the guy chasing after is his father.
On Friday, my mailbox is locked, right? And I'm happy to be outside.
Okay.
And Cynthia's delivering the mail. So I went to the driveway to go get the mail.
Of course,
everywhere else.
It's Cynthia, she runs the block. Eh?
Yeah, literally.
When I moved to Miami last year.
It's like, they don't care. Between Dr. Barron and Gruskin's swimming lessons in the summer,
she knows everything. She knows everything.
You, when I moved to Miami last year,
she knows everything.
She met my wife and said, don't worry, I'll take it away. I see you move to your parents, I'll take your mail there.
She knows everything. She's good. She's good ribbon. Big Trump fan. Big Trump fan.
For days.
He used to have the fat guy. Remember that fat guy? He was pretty good.
Cliff
was nice. Nice
he's
guy.
Around. He's around.
I think he's Jewish.
Yeah?
Cynthia,
I think so.
I tried us to Lane's house before to that guy.
Oh, yeah?
That was a long time ago.
Today's shit.
New
not yet. In a few minutes.
We got up to it.
Stuff,
Yomi.
We got up to it. You. Who are you? Who are you?
You got a good point, too, Ollie. Good point.
Obviously, you guys didn't learn.
Very good point. I was thinking the same thing.
Apparently,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's start. Now we got the.
Came just at the right time.
Full herring here. He was contemplating not coming this morning. You want him to walk out?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he finally just got them back.
Israel, you were voted most embarrassing dad in their class, by the way. We took a poll.
For the yarmulke?
Not the whole class, but most of it.
Okay. What was it, for the yarmulke?
No, they didn't say why.
Let's go. So Gemara, this year's sponsor, for Shleim Mechana Kehle Bas Etel. And Zech Nishmas falls on Zeb Ben Zalman Zeb Ben Chaim Shalom. Omer Maxim Baronan, Zech Shemi Kondom, Brandom Rez Rezal Sara, Yaakov Yisrael Menchana, Esther B'Shai Yavash Mundavara, Chaim Yisrael Menchai Reza, Chai Rochel Bas Pesha Reza, and Necromancy. Zakti Gemara. No, no, it just says the touch thing. Why did they do that? We're starting Ayin Hey Amar Aleph by Amar Yehuda Amar Ab Maisa Ba'adam Echad. Story with a woman, with a guy. Shenosa Ein Abisha Achas. He gave obviously in Kosher Village a little too looking in the wrong aisle, and he had one lady that he had the hots for, and it had an effect on him. Vehelu Libetina, he chapped a hearts attack from it. His heart was working half mass. Yeah. Ubo v'shal roifim, and they came to ask the doctors what they could do. V'amru ein la takana acha tivoloi. There's nothing you could do until, unless they have relations, because it's just a bikuch nefesh. So amru chom yamus v'al tivoloi. You should rather die and not have relations. Tam lefon aruma said if she would get undressed in front of him, that would help. Also yamus v'al tam lefon aruma. Tisapi achar geder, go just stand behind the geder. Yamus v'al tisapi achar geder. Think about Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Rav Shmuel. What was the case of Rav Shmuel? It was a married woman. So Shapu, you understand the whole situation. You can't do this. You can't all of a sudden get your heart working for a married woman and then to say that now it's a kuch nefesh. It's going to happen every day. It's going to happen all over the place.
Put him at the front
lines. What's the big deal over here? So Rav Papa Abim Shmuel Gam Shpacha. First of all, Gam Shpacha. Rav Achav Yehuda Amar, Kedei Shuyu B'nei Shoshu Pusas Barayis. It's a Prusa Barai. It's going to have this all over the place. It's going to be a disaster. In fact, I don't understand. The whole thing is ridiculous. Vilintzeva. Why don't you just marry the Penuya? You're allowed to marry more than one wife. If it's such a child, get married. Get married and can have relations legally. It's mutter. Mora says, Mintzeva loy miyasvedaite. It doesn't do the job. Why? Could there be Yitzchuk? There be Yitzchuk. Miyoyim shecharabes amigdash. Only charabes amigdash. Before charabes amigdash, it did the job. Nitla tam bia. What it means like this, that before the Chomer Mikdash, there was a situation, a lady would bring a carbon yeladis or a carbon king, ziva, and there was a special tam bia that a person had in his wife, and any hearer that he had would get satisfied from that. After that, it was taken from the wife, and it was given only to Averis. And that's what Yitzhar jumps on every day. That's why he tries to get us. Because that sensation you can only get with Avera.
That was part of the
Chum, yeah, part of the Chum, which is what happened. And that's where Yitzhar comes, and that's why you have to make a darn, not to get into that sensation, because you get into that sensation, you really can't get out of it. There's absolutely no way for you to satisfy yourself except to do the act, which is a big problem you can't do. So Mela, like they say, you could look but you can't touch, you know, but that's really wrong. Yeah. You can look, but you can't. But the truth is, that's not true, because you can't look, because then you have this problem in Gemara. That's interesting. What about if a guy has this problem? A guy has the hots for a lady, a married lady, and now he's got this problem. He's got this heart attack. The doctor says, "Listen, he's going to die."
So, saving his life.
So his wife has a good idea. She makes believe that she's that lady. They go into, they said, "Listen, go to the house over the next door. There's going to be that. There's going to be that lady." So she goes and she dresses. She doesn't dress up. She does. She tricks him, and mainly he gets it out of his system. What he thinks is he's having relationships. So the Shilohs, you're allowed to do that. Pashas, you're not allowed to do that.
Of course not.
You're not allowed to fake somebody else's. What's called? What's it called?
You're not allowed to have somebody else.
What else did she dress up like?
It's not. Anyway, it's not Pasha, you're allowed to. It's interesting, guys. I saw the Darachaim says, Darachaim says that by Yaakov, when he had relations with Leah, and he thought it was Rachel, right? Because Leah gave the Simanim. Reuven, that was born from that night, whatever, for whatever this means, that was Pachas Kamayim Al Toysa. That whole thing that came, that Reuven was had his differences from the other Shvatim, was because that Bia was not 100%. He thought he was having a relation with Rachel, and it wasn't. It was Leah. That trick Bia messed things up a little bit. So you don't want to. You got to be careful what you do. You know what I mean? Whatever. Yeah, but I'm saying, but the it's not posher to do that, to trick the situation. Ve'elu hein anis rafin. A new perik.
What happened to
so we said.
What happened? Right. So what happened to Shimon Levi and Yehuda that happened when he knew who she was?
Ve'elu hein anis rafin.
You brought that up.
Shimon through Yehuda.
No, Darshan. He mentions this in that context by Yosef.
Ve'elu hein anis rafin.
Oh.
Ve'elu hein anis rafin.
Full respect.
Ve'elu hein anis rafin. So basically, there's Dal Mises Besdin, Skila, Sreifa, Cheneg, and Cheneg. And basically, Sreifa, we said, it doesn't mean Sreifa of the goof, it means Sreifa with the lead. You put it down, you pour it down, it's inner burning. So, who are the Nisrafin? Ve'elan Nisrafin, Abal Isha Ubita. So, the actual Taich is a woman and her daughter. What it really means is, and we'll see in the Gemara, it means her mother and her grandmother. It means chamoisei ve'em chamoisei. But we'll see the Gemara. Al isha bita ubas kohen shezinsa.
Three generations?
Well, your wife you're allowed to have relationships with, so you can't be chayv sreifa for that, right?
So why not chayv once with her mother?
You are.
So
her
why
mother,
is that bita?
Because how the bita you're not chayv sreifa. Right, the bita is your wife.
If you do afterwards,
still married to her. You don't have to divorce. You did a you made a mistake, but
big mistake. But.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oopsie.
Could be there was a he got the that problem on top. He learned. He finished the parik and he got that problem.
That's a good point. Yeah. She'll serve by the time he's done with the first.
Anyway. I don't know.
The
wife is done. Wow. You can use your imagination by yourself, but
okay.
Ve'elein ha'asrofim. Yeah, don't bring in over here, you know. Abal isha bita. We're not. This is not imagination. Ben Sari Mar never happened, right? According to one Mandam, Ben Sari Mar never happened.
I told the Mandam that did happen.
Not everything has to happen. It's just this halacha. What would be? Ve'elein ha'asrofim. Habal Isha. Yitz, I took I took my boys out in Rodriguez. I saw your parents there with what's his name, the limpy guy.
Paid for them. I heard about him.
What's his name? Aaron. So I told the guy, pay for that table. Which table? The guy over there. The guy laughing. Yeah, that guy. Okay, fine. So I pay for the table. He follows, says afterwards, if I only would have known, I would have ordered like a man. Chef Stingy, I ordered a few things, you know.
Are you eating tonight?
That's not the way
he told the story. The alien had a Habal Isha Bita. That was an expensive night. Habal Isha Bita Ubas Koin Shazinsa. And Ubas Koin Shazinsa. Debe Sreifa. Yesh Bichlal Isha Bita. Bita. His daughter. Ubas Bita. Granddaughter. Ubas Binoi. His granddaughter from the son. Ubas Ishtoi. His wife's daughter. Ubas Bita. Her daughter. Ubas Bino. And her granddaughter from her son, Chamoisoi, Ve'em Chamoisoi, Ve'em Chamov. And we'll see what this means. If Isha Bita means Chamoisoi, Ve'em Chamoisoi, then what's the Mishnah repeating it? Because that's what the first thing is. Let's see the Gemara. They all get Sreifa. So, Abal Isha, Shenosa Bita, like Tani. Don't say Isha that he married the daughter. It says Isha Ubita. Ela Abal Isha Ubita. Mechlau Tarvaili Surah. They're both Usher. But the daughter's not Usher. So who are you referring to? Maniu chamoisoi ve'em chamoisoi. That's what we're referring to. V'ktoni yesh b'chlal isha bito. B'chlal tarvayu k'siv behedya. They're both saying the pasuk. What is it? It's this pasuk. Ervas isha bito loisegale. That's referring to chamoisoi and em chamoisoi. Isha ubito. The mother-in-law and her... The grandmother-in-law and her daughter. And your mother-in-law.
Right.
The rest of them you learn from the Rosh. So you say, Abai, the Omar, Mashmur's Dershon, Ikebenayu, so my sister, Manu, Rebbe Kivahi. There's Machloikis on Avai and Vavon and Beis, which tomorrow's daf. It says over here, the Loshen, Vishu Shikach's Isha Ves Ima, the bottom Pasik, Zima Hi Beish Jofo, Oisoi Ves Hen. The Pasik Ves Hen, what does it mean Ves Hen mean? So there's two ways of learning the pasuk. You can learn that we're learning is isha ves imo, which means your mother-in-law and her mother. Ves hen is referring to both of them are chiv sreifa. So that's mefurshin pasuk. There's another one that learns that no, as isha ves imo, only one of them is besreifa, which is the mother-in-law, and it's only when you're married, when the daughter's still alive. So he doesn't learn that it's telling you both both chiyuve. A mother-in-law and a mother's mother. What's that sound? That means that they're only one of them is chiyav misa, but only when they're both there. That sound is referring to both. The daughter and the mother are still all around. It means that once the daughter is dead, you don't have a chiyav on the mother-in-law. You won't have a chiyav sreif on the mother-in-law. No, the wife is not a chiyav, but only as long as the daughter is alive and you have a relation with the mother-in-law, you be chiyav sreifa. If the daughter is dead, a guy's wife dies and he has relations with his mother-in-law, it's not chayav shreifa, according to that man.
It's still awesome.
It's still awesome, but it's not chayav shreifa. To marry a mother-in-law? Yeah, it's awesome. But you're not chayav shreifa. Shreifa, you're not only when she's alive. That's what the post is telling you, according to that. A wife's sister, a Minsk Rebbe married his wife's sister. Yeah? Yeah, it's very common, by the way.
It's not very common. It's just more common than you think.
Yeah, it's more common than you think. What?
I haven't been on this great. I have an uncle that acted on false tonight. His wife's
And you know who made the shidduch on Miss Grove's daughter?
Did you have an uncle also for that?
No way. You know who she was
before that? His wife died young, getting married to Miss
Grove's
next daughter.
Wow. Okay, Vaitip.
That's very common.
I forgot what we're holding here. Oh, so Gemara says, "Yerchal Yisro Bilchata Vayiksi Behedya." V'Hanuk Midrash Asya. So Gemara says, "Hanuk Labayda Mashmoyis Dorshin Kebenayu." So Gemara says, "Manu Rabbi Kiva." That's Rabbi Kiva. Mashmoyis Dorshin, because it says Eshen. They're both Chiyuvim. Who's both? The mother and the mother-in-law and her mother. El Rav Dama Chamoyis Lachem Misa Kebenayu. That's what the pasuk is telling you. So Gemara says, "Mani." Who's the Mishigolnach? Amalach Rava. According to him, how are you going to learn the Mishnah? It says Yisro Bito. Yisro Bito. We're trying to, the Lashon of the Mishnah is coming to tell you that there's an Isra for the Pashas, it can't be Isha or Bita because the Bita is not Asa, that's the wife. So it's the mother-in-law and the mother's mother-in-law, but according to him, that's not what the Pasuk is telling you. So how do you learn the Mishnah? Tani habal Isha shenasa Bita. You're marrying, you have to learn the Mishnah, you're marrying a woman that he married his daughter, her daughter, if he basically marries his mother-in-law. That's what Mishnah telling you, not the mother-in-law and her mother. It's just the mother-in-law when her daughter's around and you have a relation with your mother-in-law, then you got a problem. So Gemara says, Yesh b'chal isha obito chamoisev eim chamoisev eim chamov. La baya. So now we said isha obito is referring to a mother-in-law and her mother. So labaya either kaboy lumisni aim chemov tani nami aim chamoisav aim chamoisav, because it's a little shver. The Mishnah finishes off chamoisav aim chemov. That's what the beginning of the Mishnah says. Isha bita is chamoisav aim chamoisav. So he says you're right. We just wanted to say aim chemov that his father-in-law's mother. He's taking this all the way to the bank. So tani nami chamoisav aim chamoisav. Then you're right. Leravo either kaboy lumisni aim chemov. Because the Mishnah in the beginning, according to Rav, we just finished saying, he doesn't know the mother-in-law's mother. He only knows the mother-in-law from the Pasuk. Eshen is referring to only when the wife's alive, he can't have a relation with the mother-in-law, he gets Sreifa. But the mother-in-law's mother, you don't know. So the end of the Mishnah has to say two things. Eim Chemov, the father-in-law's mother, and the mother-in-law's mother. Tani Naim Chemoise, but Chemoise doesn't have to say, because that's from the Pasuk of Isha Obito. That's the first Pasuk. So Mele, you're right, Anachanami. Muslim anonymous. How do we know these things that they're besreifa? The Tanur Rabbanan ish asheyikach isha ves ima. So it says, "Isha sheikach is isha ve'es ima zima hi ba'esh yisroifu oisoy ve'es hen v'loisia zima v'sechecha." So Gemara says like this: "Enli eli isha ve'ima bas isha ubas bita ubas benam enayin," because we say three generations down. "Nemakan zima v'nemalahalon zima malahalon bita ubas bita ubas beno afkan bita ubas bita ubas beno," because it says over here. Ervas Isha is pasuk before Vayikra Yuches Yudzayin. This is Vayikra Chof Yudal. It says Vayikra Yuches Yudzayin. It says Ervas Isha Bita Leisegali as Bas Beno as Bas Bita Leisikach Legalis Avosa Shaarahena Zimahi. So we have like this. Nemakan Zima veNemalahan Zima. You put the Zima Zima together. Malahan Bito Bas Bito Bas Beno Afkan Bito Bas Bito Bas Beno. That'll you'll get Sreifa. So Gemara says Malahan Zacharim Kinekavus. Now, if Khan Zacharim Kinekavus, what does Zacharim Kinekavus means? We'll see in a minute. Minayin Las Zacharim Kinekavus, Nema Khan Zima, Venemalan Zima, Malan Zacharim Kinekavus, Afkan Zacharim Kinekavus. Minayin Las Lamatical Mala. Lamatical Mala means that you go generations from down to up, means granddaughter to the mother. Minayin Las Lamatical Mala, Nema Khan Zima, Venemalan Zima, Malahan Lamatical Mala, means we say, as Eves Isho Bito Lesigalas Bas Benovas Bas Bito Lesigalas Hervasa, those are Lamata Lamala. We say that the generations under have the same problems. Afkan Lamata Lamala, Makan Lamala Kalamata. We say from the grandmother, because we say Ashikas Isho Ves Imo, which is the mother in law and her mother. So Melo, we also use that. Afkan Lamata Lamala Lamata, Afkan Lamala Kalamata. It'll be the same thing the other place. Amar Mar, Minayin Las Zacharim Kinekavus. What does this mean? What's Zacharim Kinekavus? Doesn't mean to make a woke, you know. My Zacharim Kinekavus, what does it mean? Ilay me baz beno ke baz bito. They tell you that the what? Yeah, that's not what it means. It means, so that's what tomorrow is going to go through. So Ilay me baz beno ke baz bito. If it means that the granddaughter from the son is the same chi of Sreva like the granddaughter from the daughter, that's Gzeir Shava. That you don't need it. That's not what we're trying to figure out. It says Zima, and you learn it out. The Bas Benov is Bas Bita. That's Gzeir Shava. We have it before. That's not a question. Ela Im Chemov. What it means is his father-in-law's mother. Keim Chamoisai. We know his mother-in-law's also because it says Isho Bita. That's the first pasuk, right? So, as Isha Ves Ima. As Isha Ves Ima, right? As Isha Ves Ima, Zimahi. So we know that. So how do you know the father-in-law's mother?
With her mother?
Yeah. So Gemara says, Hashta Meheder. Even Eimcha Moiser, we don't know. It means we know it because we were learning like from Eshem, according to Rebbe Kiva. But without that, from the actual Pasuk, you don't know it. I mean, from the words of the pasuk, that's what Rashi is learning Gemara. You don't know. Rashi says, "Adai lo yamida aburiyah misreifa minatoyah the high tana lefum riyata shemina lei the high isha the kro high no ishtoi." Afilo manoma im chamoisek siva la mashmusa the high isha ve'ima nafkalah el mashmusa the oisav ve'ashen. It's from the oisav ve'ashen. So Mela, if you just read the pasuk regular, you don't necessarily see that the aim Chamoisa is usher. So you want to say that Aim Chemov and your father-in-law's mother and her mother are going to be usher? Sreifa? You don't even know Aim Chamoisa. You don't even know Aim Chamoisa from the Pasuk. So how could that be? So Gemara says, Amar Abaya Hachkamar. This is what we're saying. Minayin Lasois She'er Habami Menu Kesher Habami Meno. How do you know that his offspring, means the kids that were born from his anusosoi, this guy went and had a relation with a woman and had a kid. And that kid had a kid. How do you know those kids are besreifa, a daughter? How do you know those kids are besreifa? Nemakan zima, benemalahan zima. Did you learn that? Zima, zima. Why? Because it says over here, it says, ervas, over here it says, this pasuk says, ervas isho bitlas gaz bas manos bas bitlas sirach levas bas shaheno zimahi. And on top it says, don't say Zima. And the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. It doesn't say Zima. But B'she'er D'day looks Sive Zima. It says Heina. It doesn't say Zima. So Amar Rava, you're right. Amar Rava, do me. Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima. You're right. You just have to combine the psukim. And once we combine the psukim, then you can learn everything out. So it says, Eras Bas Bincho, Bas Bitcho, is Gala, Voske, Voske, Heina. The bottom it says, Eras Isho, Bitcho, is Gala, Bas Bitcho, Heina, Zima. So we have Heina, Heina. Once Heina, Heina, then we put the Zima, Zima. We combined it. Zima, well, yeah, that's Zima, yeah. Yeah, that's what says Sreifa. That's Eino Sreifa. So you need.
That's why they're both yellow.
Right.
That's what we're learning from.
Gold, but yeah. Yellow is this. Yeah. The what? Yeah, Rashi says, Habon men with Aino Bito, Yabas Bito, Yabas Bito, Mamnu Sosoi. Labachol isha bito, the kronin. The awesome isha de kedushin come on. Yeah. So Gemara says, Omar Mar. So back to Gemara. Minai lasis lamata kalamala. So we said lamata kalamala, mala lamata. So what's going on over here? My lamata kalamala. What's lamata kalamala? So we're talking about generations. Lamata means lower generations, higher. Yeah. So ile mabas beno, ubas bito, kebito. That's learned after the pasuk. Ela aim chema of aim chamoisoi ke chamoisoi. So that's not high lamata kalamala. That's lamala kalamata havoi. Because the wife is the central location. From the wife down is lamata kalamala. If you're going the grandkids, the wife is here, so the grandkids goes up. If you're going her grandmother, that's lamala lamata. That's her grandmother, her mother, and then her. That's three generations up. So, hi, lamata kalamala, lamala kalamata, avoy. That's not what you're saying. So, Gemara says, you're right. Tani lamala kalamata. Switch it around. Iyachi, nemakan zima, venemahal zima. So, Gemara is in Kash, 1 second. Iyachi, nemakan zima. Nemlal Zima, Uma Hashta inu like Siva Zima de Duk Siva.
Zima
de Duk Siva. That it doesn't say.
Learning from lower to higher.
Learning from higher to lower.
If we're saying now that we're learning from lower to higher.
No. We switch. Tani Lamala Kalamata. Malaklamata means that you're learning from.
Like the daughter, meaning the mother-in-law. The grandmother is like the mother-in-law, but the grandmother doesn't have the Zima.
That could be that we're saying Zima by the grandmother if we're not even talking about the grandmother. We're just learning from the grandmother.
You say we don't have any word Zima that actually means that.
Right.
To learn the grandmother.
Right, so how could it be that you're learning, that you're saying lamayla lamata, that won't fit with the psukkah?
How can you put the lamayla
right
to zima?
Right. See, Gemara says, "Amai hachkamar." You're right. We're switching around now. Minayin lasa shloisha doris lamayla, ke shloisha doris lamata. How do you know that three generations up is like three generations down? Nema lamata zima, v'nema lamayla zima. Malamata shloshadoris, aflamal shloshadoris. So lamata means you have eves isho bito is galos bas benovas bas bito, that's lamato, says zima. And then it's lamailo of isho shikach isho ves imo, zima, that's lamailo. Venema lamata zima, venema lamailo zima, malamata shloshadoris, aflamal shloshadoris. Uma ba'onish, also lamata kamala, abazora, nami also lamala kamala, you have to have both, you have to have onish and azora. Rav Asher Amar, no. He says, don't switch it around. Let him get Tani. Don't switch it around. You switched around. It says, you have to switch around because you said that's not, we're going from Lamaila Lamata, not Lamata Lamaila. So the Gemara said, let's switch it around. Tani Lamaila Kalamata. He says, no, don't switch it around. We have Akasha. So he says, no, because we said that really you're going Lamaila Kalamata, not Mata Lamaila. You're going from up to down. From generations of her mother to down, not generations from down to up. So he says, don't switch around. So what does it mean? So he comes up with a chiddush. Ravashem lo'elam kelektani. Umay lamata. Lamata be'isser. That's what it means. It means the isser is further away from the main iser is the shviger. As you go further away, it's lamata, it's a less of an iser. It's a less of an iser.
Lamata means lower iser.
Lower iser wise, not lower, not lower. Imahi, so that's it. Lamata be iser. So Gemara says, imahi im ima asura, afhu im ima asura. So then why should it not be that his mother, his grandmother from his father-in-law's grandmother should be asur? Not just the father-in-law's mother. The father's grandma should be also. Amar Abaye, Amar Kro, Imcha he, Mishum Ima Ata Mechayev, V'Ata Mechayev, Mishum Eim.
His actual grandmother, his mother's mother.
His, right, his mother's mother, right. Right. And that's not also. That's not also. Midaraisa. Don't get any ideas. So Gemara says, Imcha he, Mishum Ima Ata Mechayev, V'Ata Mechayev, Mishum Eim Imoy. No, the Isser is only Imoy. And the reason why the Isser is Imoy, I saw someone bring down because the care of a bus, the mother takes care of the kid. So it's a special Isser that the Torah put into the mother, because over there it's shchich. They're be care of a bus till they're, you know.
So your mother's mother is okay, but your wife's grandmother is.
Your mother's mother is shnius.
Yeah. He's getting
your wife's grandmother, yeah. That's what we have because Isha Obita. Isha is Imo. Yeah, that's a Midaraisa. But you can't learn it out to his grandmother. So Gemara says, Rav Amar, Rav is like this. He says a whole different.
You don't need
a miyot. He's saying you need a miyot to tell you that your grandmother is not a deraisa. It's imchahi, but not your grandmother. So he says you don't need it. Why? Because no matter how you learn the Gzeir Shava, what's the reason why we need a miyot? Because we have a Gzeir Shava. And a Gzeir Shava, the way we understand the Gzeir Shava is, we learn the whole pasuk, whatever it says here, goes over here. So if over here, your wife's mother is Asur, your grandmother-in-law is Asur, mother's mother is Asur, so then your grandmother should also be Asur, because Gzeir Shava. And now we say Emchehi. Zakti Gemara, there's two ways of learning Gzer Shava. There's something called Doi Mino Mino, and something called Doi Mino Vayke Basra. Doi Mino Mino means that whatever the Gzer Shava is, you follow through the whole Gzer Shava to whatever you're learning out to. So if you're learning out your mother-in-law and her mother, to your mother and your grandmother would be also, if I'm just giving a marshal, it's not, but you would learn out the whole thing.
Including Misa, including Sreifa, including everything.
You learn out exactly what it says by one, you take to the other one. Gzeir Shava, 100%.
Every detail.
And the other mandarma says, no. Doi minova oike masro is that you don't learn out everything. You take one thing, and the rest you don't have to learn out. And it says, according to either way that you learn, it won't fit this thing. Why? So Gemara has three questions on each mandarma. Lamandama doimino mahi, aim imo asuro. Your mother-in-law's mother is asur. Afhu nami aim ima asuro. You want to say that his mother's mother, his grandmother, should be asur. Same way his mother-in-law's mother is asur. So his mother's mother should also be asur, his grandmother. So Gemara says, you can't do that. Umina. 1 second. Let's finish up. What's the limud? Mahi b'sreifa, afu na b'sreifa. That she would get sreifa because you learn on gzeir shava. Mina. Don't mina mina. That's the limud. So Gemara says lemanam b'sreifa chamura. Ikel mivchi yavakasha. Malahi shekain ima b'sreifa. By the case of your mother-in-law, if you have a relation with your mother-in-law, she gets sreifa. Toime b'hu by his mother. If a guy has relations with his own mother, it's b'skilo. So then it's Bechlal not Doima. Means you want to say Doimino Amino, but it already doesn't fit. Va'oid, ima b'skilo, aimi b'sreifa? How's that going to work? You're going to say, no, okay, fine, leave it alone. Whatever his mother gets skilo, fine. And let's just leave Shteltsu, the grandmother. Means the mother-in-law's mother gets sreifa. So your grandmother gets sreifa. Your mother gets skilo, and your grandmother gets sreifa. So your grandma's is further removed from you, the Gabi Arias. She's next generation. She's further away. If your mother, who's The Torah has clearly straight in the Torah. It says you're not have a relation with your mother, and that's meskila. Your grandma's not getting strefa. Going strefa is mochamer. That's what we start. Lamad namashrefa chamura. Va'oid mahi lechlakdaba bein ima le'im ima afunam lechak bein ima. If you tell me domino mina, then it should be the same thing. Over there is strefa, 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 strefa. So then the whole lima doesn't fit. That's because skilo is not chamura. A strefa is chamura. And if you all skill is chamura, so the first two kashas you don't have. Because skilo is chamura. Right? That's good. But the last kasha, that they should be equal, if you're learning out from your mother-in-law and your mother-in-law's mother, they're not equal. So that's that mandama. The mandama domino of oike basra, according to the other mandama, that you learn out only a little, so mahi, aim ima asura. Afunami aim ima asura. But learn out which with its own. That's it. That's all you're learning out. Some hasam who the besreicho. Avalhocha beskilo because the ashkem beimoy. So Gemara says it still doesn't work. So you say that's why you don't learn out the whole gzeir shava. You only learn out pieces. So Gemara says it still doesn't fit. Why? Because lamanam besreicho chamura ikel mifrach malahi shekin ima besreicho. Her mother is besreicho. Taimen behu sheim beskilo. No, so that's why. How could you say that the? You want to say that the? Forget about the. You were just learning out that the grandmother should get sreifa, but you, over there, the mother-in-law gets sreifa. So maybe we understand that the grandmother gets sreifa, but by you, your mother gets skila. So it's mehechatesi. V'oid hu kihi ma hilich lakta ban ben bital eimima afula takam ben bital eimima. And he says the next thing is Lamanda Maskil Chamura, some high kush learning dino. So you don't have that kasha. So Mele Bekitzer, right now the Gemara is saying that according to whether you learn Daimina Mina or you learn Daimina Vaikwasya, you don't need to have a miyut to tell you that the grandmother does not get Srefa. Right. He's saying you should not need a miyut. And we'll continue tomorrow there.
Okay.
Yashikoach. Hard blood, yes. Okay, we're up to Gimel Dalet. So Gimel Dalet is Aleph Dalet. So we're saying Lo Karb Matkim Mitzvah. So basically, if you don't finish the carbon with, if you finish the carbon with another Isser, then you lose the Isser, the Chi of Pigol. Why? Because that we have a we learn from our pasuk that the rest of the carbon has to be done the right way. What about lech gzayas b'chutz gzayas amachah gzayas amachah gzayas b'chutz gzayas b'chutz gzayas amachah gzayas amachah gzayas b'chutz pasul v'ei mekaros. I'm going to read you the exact klal. In machshev zman kol machshev zapigul v'chayom lof karos. But in machshev zamakim kol machshev zman pasul v'ei mekaros. Machom rem zev zeh pasul no v'ei mekaros. Either way is no karos. Why? According to him. Oh, because not Karav Matkim Mitzvah, so that's why. It doesn't matter which one's first. Lechuk Chatzazayas, Lachat Chatzazayas, Koshish and Achil, Lachat Karav Mitzvah. You can't be Mitzvah.